Hashem started you off with a clean slate, and you have an obligation to return your soul in a clean slate. Now, since we are just human beings, and almost everything about us is animalistic, except for our neshama, our power of speech, and our ability to think, so it's kind of a challenge to be able to return our soul to the purity that it was when we were created. That's the goal. Now, if there wasn't such a thing like tshuva, we would give up. And what happens if a person gives up? Imagine a person is destined to live till 90, and he sinned till he was 40, and he has no way to fix up the past. He would give up. What happens when you give up? So then the next 50 are the same like the next 40. But because Hashem gave us this great gift of tshuva, an opportunity that's unsurpassed, kings of flesh and blood are unforgiving. Here we have an opportunity to be forgiven. After using the life force that Hashem gave us to sin against Him, which is mind-boggling, how could a Jew use the life force that Hashem gives him, and while Hashem is giving him life, he's using that life against his will? When you think about it, it boggles the mind. The thing that I'm giving you to do good with, you're taking that and you're doing the exact opposite. But the fact that Hashem gave us this concept of Shuva shows us what we spoke many times in the Shir. Hashem, Hashem, Kelrachum v'chanon, the 13 attributes of mercy. The greatest attribute of mercy is when Hashem says, I'm going to take an eraser and I'm going to make believe the sins were written in pencil and I will erase it, and that a person should know none of his sins were written in indelible ink. There can't be a greater mercy than that. For a Jew to know that constantly gives him hope, constantly gives him the energy, the spiritual energy to recover, the spiritual energy to change, the spiritual energy to really search, to really do the things that are necessary. Because he's not hopeless. But if Chas v'Shalom, a person is hopeless, then he gives up. All is lost. He goes into a state of depression. And then he just continues on his merry way. But Hashem has made a promise. He's made a promise that he doesn't care no matter what you've done. If he can testify that you are remorseful, your slate is wiped.